Welcome to Inside MTV Siesta Key. I'm Laura Finaldi.
And I am Anna Bryson.
We're so excited, you guys, to be back this week. Oh my God, we had such a big week. It was a big week for Siesta Key news. I mean, pretty much every week is. But, okay, a couple things right off the bat before we start talking about the episode. Just to get it out of the way, the first thing I want you guys to know is that I talked to the public relations department at MTV, and the season three, ends March 10th. And I wanted to make sure to let you guys know that because I couldn't find it anywhere else. So I asked them directly. And yeah, so March 10th, there's 12 episodes in this season. And the spokesperson that I talked to said that March 3rd and March 10th, which is the finale, will be a double pop, whatever that means.
What?
Double pop. So maybe probably two episodes.
Like back to back?
Yeah, my guess is two back to back. So that's going to be a whole thing.
Nice.
2 weeks in a row, starting in March, which is only like 2 weeks away.
And I think they were finishing up filming of season three last week or the week before based on, I think Chloe posted that on Instagram.
Yeah, that's interesting because I didn't know that was season three that they were finishing. I thought it was like the new season.
Mm-hmm.
Because if based on the police report that we looked at, then they were filming season three in May of last year. And now they're filming the end of it in February? Doesn't that seem kind of weird? Like, is it going to be all new storylines?
I don't know.
Yeah.
That is weird.
Yeah. I don't know. It's so weird. Oh, speaking of continuity, something I did not write down on our outline was that I did talk to Polly Paul again. And he told me that he is actually going to be on an upcoming episode of the show this season. And as soon as he's on the show, he can come in and be on our podcast. So we're very excited about that. But let's get to the meat of this week. Oh, sorry if y'all can hear me clapping, but I'm going to let Anna take this one.
So we were at the bar last night watching this episode, and we ran into Jared and JJ.
Yeah! Tell them which bar.
We were at the Sarasota Modern. At the bar downstairs. They were really cool. We went up to Jared and we're like, hi, we have a podcast about you. It was funny because during the episode, they were like making fun of people. And when Jared was crying in the one part, they were like dying laughing at him.
It was so funny. It's like kind of what you think you would act like if you were on TV and you watched yourself. Just like you can't not laugh looking at yourself on a TV screen. It was so funny. But he was nice. We went up to Jared because, I don't know, we just figured that would be like the easiest way because like he's an actual like main cast member. Or not a main cast member, but one of the more prominent cast members. And we introduced ourselves and then we were talking to him and then JJ was like, hi, I'm JJ. So he introduced himself too. He's a lot shorter in person.
Oh, yes. I was trying to remember to let everyone know.
Yeah. Not to like call you out, JJ, if you're listening, but I definitely expected him to be taller. And Anna, I was like, Anna, I thought he was going to be taller. And she's like, yeah. And I was like, I think it's the camera angles. Because they
filmed
him
from
yeah, so he looks taller. But they seem nice. It was cool. It was a really cool experience. Jared said, we're here every Tuesday, so if we ever go back to the Modern, we'll you know, maybe see them again.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah. It was kind of a last-minute decision for us to go, but I'm glad that we went. It was, like, a cool experience.
Mm-hmm.
The bartender was really nice, too.
Yeah.
Remember
his
name?
George.
He was nice. And our friend Harry was there with us. And we wish we could have Harry on the podcast, but he doesn't work for the Herald Tribune, unfortunately. So, okay. What else do we have?
So, something I wanted to bring up. Sorry, am I messing up your
flow? No, okay. I don't care. Okay. You can interrupt me. The flow can be readjusted. I took improv classes, you know.
Oh, okay, God.
Irrelevant.
Bringing that up in front of the whole world.
Yeah, that's right. I'm an actor.
So, a confusing tweet today. Chloe seems weird and desperate. She tweeted, been 4 days without the crew in town. I already miss them. This isn't good. Everyone watch the show so we can get another season, please. What?
Do you really think she means that?
I don't know. That's weird and like embarrassing for her to say. Like, please watch the show, please.
I know. Like, oh, here's what's going to happen. Chloe Troutman's Twitter followers are going to boost the viewership to the point where MTV is like, oh, we'll give you a fourth season. I still maintain that Gary probably funds most of it. Mm-hmm. I don't know that for a fact. I just know it to be true. No, I'm just kidding. That's a Bill Maher trope. But Gary, I'm sure he pays for a lot of it. So.
But if Alex is a dad now, and if he decides to be like a good dad, and he's not like partying and fighting with Juliet, then what is the show even?
I don't know. Can you imagine if Alex and Alyssa had their like newborn baby on the show? Just how out of place that would be. I always feel bad for little kids like that, like Kendall and Kylie Jenner. Although they seem to be doing pretty well for themselves, but still. Is there anything else? I mean, besides like just that weird tweet about how Khloé allegedly unfollowed Kelsey.
Oh, that's pretty juicy.
It is. I mean, it just kind of weird. Something must have happened. We don't know what happened. I don't think it's Alex related because I think because like that Instagram story that you read last week about Khloé being like, Alex, come film with everyone. And Kelsey doesn't like Alex either. So who knows? Maybe it's Juliet related. Khloé and Juliet seem to kind of go back and forth a lot.
Yeah, well, they were tweeting like shady stuff at each other last night.
Weird.
Like Juliet, there was the whole fight with Juliet was wearing Khloé's glasses, and Juliet tweeted, Khloé's glasses were $7 a pack of 10 on Amazon.
Honestly, Juliet annoys me so much on the show, but sometimes her tweets are really funny.
Yeah.
They were cool glasses. I bet they were pretty cheap on Amazon. I'd like her to link that, you know, swipe up, swipe up. Use the code Jules for 10% off. So the other thing is I just wanted to mention that we have not acknowledged the fact that Siesta Key is actually Robbie's third reality TV show. Well, fourth if you count The Bachelor as, like, Bachelor and Bachelor in Paradise as two separate things. He was on Vanderpump Rules, a show that I've never seen and you'd never heard of till I mentioned it to you just now. But, yeah, I think it was because he was dating one of the girls on the show, so that's how he got onto it. And that show's pretty popular. I should have looked into it, but we're not a Vanderpump Rules podcast, so it doesn't matter. But I don't know anything about it. All I know is there's this girl on it. Her name's Sheena Shea, and that's the one that Robbie dated. And she's friends with one of my good friends from home. It's kind of weird. She has a podcast. He was on her podcast last week. But, yeah, so, you know, just adding to the Robbie body count. I'm starting rumors.
Oh, God. But seriously, so this is what I think. He's just trying to weasel his way into any reality TV show he can get on because it'll get him more Instagram followers and he can do why, you know, his... I'm trying so hard not to say bad words so Laura doesn't have to bleep them out again. So he can build his influencer... Reign of Terror.
Reign of Terror. Ring of Fire. Circle of Hell. I love it.
Because, okay, so I bet that Robbie and Juliet didn't just, like, meet and start dating. I think it was for the show.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Robbie just wanted to be on the show. The show probably wanted him because he's, like, a minor celebrity.
Yeah. Probably a little bit of a... more of a celebrity than anyone on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
And now they've kind of reached the same level. Like, he's raising their profile, and I guess in a way they're raising his profile because Robbie gets to be on TV more.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, actually this episode made me think a lot more about Robbie's business just because I Googled it.
For the first time.
But we can talk about that more when we get to the party part of the episode. And okay, so unless there's anything else you want to add, I just want to address the reviews that we got this week.
Okay,
so we got two reviews this week. Thank you so much, you guys, for sending in those. Both 5-star reviews, super nice. One person asked about the old hosts on this podcast. Like, wasn't there a dude or something? And there were two dudes, actually. There were Brian and Wade. And Elizabeth DeGeneres started this podcast, and that was before either of us worked at the Herald Tribune. And Wade kind of dropped off after season one because he's busy, and honestly, I don't really think he's a big fan of the show, and I don't think he'd have
any...
No, he doesn't like the show, and
I think it's safe to say that he hates it.
Yeah, he hates it. Okay. I was worried I was going to say that, and you're going to be like, Laura, you can't...
Well, it's the truth.
He doesn't hate it. I mean, no, he does hate it. I'm 100% mean.
The truth?
Sorry, I'm like confusing myself here. But he does not like the show, so he wanted to get out probably as soon as he could. I know he doesn't watch it anymore. And then last... Elizabeth left the paper about a year ago, and Brian just got too busy to do it. And I don't think he cares that much about the show either.
He doesn't even watch it.
No, he doesn't watch it anymore. So, you know, Anna and I are...
the only people in this newsroom who watch the
we
show.
We are.
Well, actually, no, Billy. Billy does.
Billy Cox. Jay actually watches it, too. Jay Handelman.
Oh, okay.
Our arts editor. And that's it. Nobody else watches it that I know of. I
mean, Does Carlos watch it?
No, he doesn't watch it. No,
I feel like
he doesn't.
Jimmy secretly watches it.
No
every
way.
Week.
No way. What? Jimmy's like way too cool. He doesn't even like to watch The Bachelor with us. Carlos at least sometimes watches The Bachelor. But yeah, so that's kind of what happened. But I mean, Anna and
I'm here now.
Yeah, we're here now.
Just joined this season.
Yeah, and we love reality shows. And we, yeah, some people can think that they're just dumb. But they're not. It just reflects so much about the world that we live in. And okay, go ahead. She's making a face at me.
I feel like that's too deep. I mean, I think the show is dumb. It is dumb, but I like watching it.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, like, last week someone called me and said, I understand, I like the way you write your recaps of the show, because I write recaps as well as do the podcast. And she says, but I subscribe to the newspaper and I don't want space in my newspaper taken up by talking about the show that I think is trash. And I'm like, okay, I get it. You're a paying subscriber. And like, she was nice. She was really nice. But I'm like, we can't just not cover it. It's in Sarasota. It's a major television network in a show base here. We can't pretend that it doesn't exist. And also, it's literally tucked away all the way in the back of the paper, like in the entertainment section. Like, I think the B section, like the last page of the B section. And it's not really for the people that live in Sarasota necessarily, though I know some people that live here do enjoy the show. But a lot of people from all over the world, including Norway, which we learned... they like the show and they read the recaps and they listen to the podcast. So that's, we kind of do it for them. And also the fun thing is we live here and a lot of people that listen to the podcast or read the recaps don't. Mm-hmm. So we can give them a little bit of insight into what's going on the screen.
Yeah. And also that's dumb because we publish like hundreds of stories a day.
Yeah.
Hundreds.
Yeah, well, it's always
not like this is our focus and it's like taking up the whole paper.
The argument is always, well, there's all kinds of positive stuff that's happening and you guys never write about that, which isn't exactly what this lady said, but that's also not true.
Also, I hate when people say that because it's like I write a story about something good that happened.
No one reads it.
And nobody reads it.
Yeah.
And I write a story about like a major lawsuit against the school district and like tens of thousands of people are reading it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not me, it's you guys.
Yeah, I know, like, the key recaps that I write get like the most views out of anything that I write. That and like the column that I wrote last week about dating in Sarasota.
Oh, you guys got to read that. Very good.
But that's the kind of stuff that people read. And I have no control over that. I mean, sure, they read my Costco stories too, but this, like, most consistently, Siesta Key stories are read really well. So we're just giving the people what they want. All right, so should we talk about the episode now?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay, here it goes. So we start off with Kelsey and Juliet at the gym, at Gym SRQ, which I looked up. It's in Gulfgate, like the Gulfgate area of Sarasota, which is like South Sarasota. It's in a plaza called the Beneva Village Shops, which I've actually written about a lot. They had like a new Publix come in this year. And so they're working out Juliet, her hair is down for some reason.
That's what I was thinking. Why was her hair down when she's working out?
She's
like perfectly straightened.
I know. Like, she was doing some squats at one point, but she didn't look like she was sweating. Kelsey looked more ready to get down and dirty. But so they talk about the night before at White Buffalo. Another thing, why would they go to the gym the morning after going to White Buffalo? I did that in college back when I had the energy for stuff like that. But these days, absolutely not. So they talk about Kelsey and Jake, and Kelsey saying that her and Jake were flirting, that Jared was upset. And Juliet saying it was a relief to be the only single one, which I'm sure it was. But then there's the whole Alex meltdown thing.
Yeah, she also had a meltdown. So
yeah. So it was nice to like have a meltdown without having a boyfriend get mad at you. Okay. So then it cuts to Alyssa doing Chloe's hair at this place called Apartment 12 Hair Studio, which is downtown. We've probably walked by it every day, honestly.
Where is it?
It's on Main Street.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a little bit more towards like where we usually go to lunch, like that direction.
Towards the water?
Yeah, towards the water.
It's called West. I know that. My brain, West.
No, yep. It's just funny because like it's not like the water's right there.
Well, but that's how I think of things, like toward the water.
Sorry.
Anyway.
Sorry. I don't know why. Okay. But I've definitely seen that logo before. The Apartment 12 logo.
Does she still work there, Alyssa?
Well, so it looks like Alyssa is actually opening her own hair salon. If you go on her Instagram, she has it tagged. It's called Meraki, or I don't know how you pronounce it. I'm probably ruining that. Meraki, Meraki, Marrakech, Wild Salon. She started posting on an Instagram page for it late last year. So I guess she's opening her own studio, and she even says to Chloe it's her temporary home. So then they start talking about Alyssa and Alex and their relationship status. And Alyssa says, they're not boyfriend and girlfriend, not yet. And seems like she really likes Alex for some reason. And then Juliet starts talking to Kelsey about how she like was texting Alex, and Alex sent her the song. And Juliet says, Alyssa leaves, now you send me this. And he's like, no, Alyssa's there. And then she tells Kelsey that they talked on the phone for 6 hours.
How do you even do that?
I don't know. When was the last time you talked to someone on the phone for 6 hours?
Never.
I don't think I ever have either.
No.
Yeah. Like maybe 3 hours. Max.
I wonder what they talked about.
I don't know. Must have been a very, like, impassioned conversation.
Yeah.
Lots of emotions. I feel like that's the only reason you ever talk on the phone for a long time. If there's, like, a lot of emotion. You're not just, like, talking about, oh, well, I saw a bluebird outside my window today. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. So, Kelsey is rightfully just like, Juliet, what are you doing? And I have to say, I do appreciate the way that Juliet's friends were dealing with this whole situation the whole episode. What'd you think about that?
Yeah, I think they know what's right for her, and they're trying to get her to do the right thing, which is not Alex, but of course she doesn't want to listen. But then she gets what's coming to her.
Yeah. Yeah, so Alyssa's basically like, Juliet should back off, which she should. And Juliet says to Kelsey, we don't want to get back together, but in an ideal world, we know we could, which makes no sense. And then Kelsey goes, you shouldn't. You know he's stringing you along. You deserve way better. He's like dog crap in a bag on fire. That's Alex. So true.
But I also feel like it's not Juliet's fault, you know? Well, I mean, it kind of is, but it's more Alex's fault.
Yeah.
Like, I hate when there's a fight over a guy and the girls get mad at each other. It's like, you should be mad at the guy.
Absolutely.
You know, if he's cheating or emotionally cheating or whatever, that's his fault.
Yeah.
Mostly.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that, yeah, he should definitely be held responsible for that. But also, I don't know, it just makes you wonder why Juliet is she trying to break them up? Or is she just trying to cause trouble?
I don't think she would mind if they broke up.
Yeah, but do you think she'd want to get back together with Alex?
Yeah, I think she would.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, and I feel like it would be really good at the beginning, and then he would start treating her terribly again, probably. So then we get a scene of Brandon and Amanda, like, skateboarding, rollerblading, and that's, you've gone rollerblading over there, haven't you? Where they're rollerblading?
Where, I remember I said, oh, yeah, it was Bird Key Park, which I wrote about before in my whole rollerblading story. I think they were skateboarding or longboarding.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that is a great park. It's under the Ringling Causeway, which is the big bridge here that goes over Sarasota Bay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it leads from, like, the mainland to Lido, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then I think that's also where Jared and Garrett were fishing.
Yes, I think you're right.
Same spot, yeah.
Because they were under the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
See, I can never tell where exactly people are when they do the outdoors things, but as soon as the bridge shows up, I know exactly where they are.
Yeah.
So, all right, thoughts on this conversation between Brandon and Amanda? Like, so they start by talking about, like, how he feels like he was ditched by her.
Oh, yeah. And, but it felt sad. Did she bring up that she was making out with JJ?
No. She said,
I feel like she didn't lie, but she kind of, like, lied by omission.
Exactly, yeah. She says that they've known each other for a while, and she's like, I'm not, like, hooking up with him. It's not like... And then she says to Brandon, it's not like we're together. And he goes, you've made that clear.
Aww.
Poor Brandon. So, yeah. So then we get the... I kind of was hoping Robbie would be gone after the whole Juliet thing.
Just
ends.
Gone forever.
Just, like, never come back to the show. Oh, man. I wonder if he'll be on a fourth season if they have one.
Chloe can get enough people to watch it.
Hey, maybe if Robbie influences enough people, there will be a season four. So he's hosting a party for Rubella, which is his company. I Googled Rubella, as I told you all earlier. Would you like me to read this description of Rubella?
Sure.
Sorry. Influencer marketing empowers brands to exponentially amplify brand awareness, engage new audiences, and drive leads through authentic content and strategic partnerships. Using our expertise, we create custom campaigns for your brand from start to finish. Having a powerful digital strategy is the foundation to your online presence. These channels allow you to directly connect with your audience. Apparently they've connected.
You had to read it like that.
Do you think I have a future as, like, a phone sex operator? Because it's kind of halfway through talking, I realized that's what I was doing.
Oh, my God.
I was like, crap. So, apparently, they have over 300 influencers, 150 million plus social followers, and a reach of 1 billion, whatever that means.
How do they quantify that?
How is those social followers different from reach? How is reach so much bigger?
Wait, was it a billion?
1 billion total reach. 150 million plus social followers. I don't understand the difference.
Okay.
I guess we just wouldn't understand.
Okay.
Okay. Let's puzzle it together.
1/7 of the world's population knows about Rubella. That's their reach,
guys. Oh, my
guys.
God.
It's that
oh
big.
Oh, my God. 1/7 of the world's population. Oh, my God. Like, people in, like, third world countries, they don't know it, but they're being influenced by Rubella. Oh, okay. They've worked with such brands as Vineyard Vines and Any Day Rosé. So, you know, Vineyard Vines with their massive global reach outside of prep schools and country clubs across the United States. Okay. Okay. Poor Robbie. This is like an actual company that he created, and we're just like dying laughing.
Oh my God. It's so funny.
It's really funny. Okay. So, last thing about the website, which is not funny, but we'll probably find a way to laugh about it anyway, is that Robbie and Jake are the founders of the company, and they're both listed at their titles are as founding partner / brand director. And Jake's profile on the website says It's all about how LA is the cultural capital of the world and how he lives in Venice, California. So he's not, like, he's obviously just here for the show. Now it makes me think, Anna,
that I was right about getting them on the show to influence billions more.
Yes. Oh, God.
Maybe first they'll be at 20 people. Billion.
First 1 billion and then the world.
More than just the world, you know? They're going all throughout the solar system with us.
Oh, my God. There's going to be, like, on the moon, like, an American flag, like, a Chinese and Russian flag eventually, and then just a rubella sign, like the one on the show. Just, like, rubella. Oh, my God. So
I'm crying a little bit.
But, you know, what's funny. It's like, obviously, we knew Robbie was just going on the show to, like, further his brand. But it's like, now we're talking about Rubella. Like, I basically gave them a free advertisement on our podcast.
Oh, no. We are literally playing into it.
I know.
We are helping.
We're a part of it. We're drinking the Kool-Aid.
Oh, no.
Robbie, like, if Robbie ever listened to the podcast, I bet you anything he's, like, listening to me
read
that. He'd be like, good, now I don't have to eat her ears.
Oh, okay. Damn it.
Okay, this is great. So the theme of the party is all white with a Greek twist. Whatever the F that means. And I don't really know. It's like an industry party and Kelsey has to go because she works for them. And they're all trying to convince Julia it's a good idea for her to go. Is this a good idea?
Obviously not.
Juliet's like, she avoids everything difficult in life. Difficult in life. Like, sure, I guess. It's mostly because she doesn't like Robbie that she's avoiding him. So, okay. Next scene is at the coffee place from last episode, Leilu Coffee on Siesta Key. This is very funny. So Chloe's sitting there. Madison shows up. Madison goes, did you order? And Chloe goes, no. And then the next shot is both of them with food in front of them. So Madison says she couldn't sleep last night because she's late. She's always known she wanted kids and she wants it to be with Ish. He's 46, so does it have to happen soon? She's overwhelmed. Chloe says, take a few deep breaths. You're thinking the worst case scenario. And these are conversations that need to be had. And Madison says, it seems like a lot of pressure. So we were kind of nervous about this part because we were like, is she pregnant?
Okay, I hate this whole storyline so much. It's completely unnecessary. And mostly I'm just mad because last week on the preview, she's like crying, telling Ish she just took a pregnancy test. And I'm like, oh my God, she's pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
then it turns out to be nothing. Are you kidding me? You got me worked up for nothing. We watched this episode on Thursday, which we usually don't watch it until, I don't know, usually Tuesday.
Sometimes Wednesday.
And I was so excited that I watched it, and I was like, are you kidding me? So then, turns out...
Yeah.
So, she calls Ish. She's
crying.
This
is later.
This is later.
Do you want to talk about it now?
But, or we can? Let's just get it out now.
And
so, she's crying. I just took a pregnancy test. And so, obviously, that makes you think that she's pregnant.
Yeah.
And then he's like, what does it say? She's like, I haven't looked at it yet.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, why would you do that to someone? Like, I would never call my boyfriend crying and be like, I just took a pregnancy test looking at it.
I don't know. Maybe everyone's different. Ish seems as, I love Ish. He's awesome. He's experienced. He's not going to be freaked out by
it's
a
getting,
girl being
no,
late
it's
on her period.
Worked up for no reason. Like, I would never bring that up. Like, if I was late, I would probably, like, text you and then take a test and then be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, like, freak out everybody who I know.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, especially not the guy until you know
seriously.
For sure. Yeah.
Like, you're going to give someone, like, a heart attack.
Yeah.
Like, what if Ish, like, died or something?
Oh, no. No. Ish.
Okay, that's...
Take care of yours. No. But it's funny, like, though, because...
Like, he could have had an aneurysm. Like, that was just kind of rude.
It's funny, though, because, like, everybody makes such a big effing deal about his age.
Which I was not
doing. No, which you weren't doing. But, like, Juliet, like, goes, Madison's dating our old, I mean, former producer. And it's like...
That was annoying.
Oh, my God. I find it... We've talked about this before. I don't care about their age gap. It's just, like, it's just so funny because you don't care about it. And then you say that. And so that's why I started dying laughing. So funny. Ugh. Okay. So now the party is underway. Robbie and Juliet are both there. There's a shot of Robbie looking at Juliet as she arrives. And he says he wishes there were more there. But I could totally hear that. Anna just opened a 7-Up.
Oh, can you hear
oh yeah. That was really pleasant. Okay.
Diet 7-Up.
Diet, sorry.
By the way.
Not advertised on this podcast, but if you want to, Anna will take the free Diet 7-Up. So.
Oh, wait. Can I interject? If you guys want, you should send us things in the mail.
Oh, my God.
Okay, the address. What is our address? 1777 Main Street, Sarasota, Florida, and it's the 5th floor.
Yeah, don't send body parts or, like, anything weird.
Just address it to Anna and Laura at the Herald Tribune.
Yeah, sure. Whatever. Anything you want.
Okay, we'll thanks, take guys.
It. Okay, so Robbie says he would rather be Juliet's friend than nothing at all. Kelly thinks that Kelly's the one that you're just kind of like meh about. Remember we talked about this? She's like, you should talk. And okay, great. Sure, maybe they should. So then we get the Jake and Kelsey scene. Adorable. She says that, well, Jake brings it up by saying a lot of people ask about us. And Kelsey says she doesn't want to jump into things, but she sees potential with him. And he says he's legit into her, and she says that makes two of us. And she says she thinks tonight will be a lot of fun. It's like one of those feelings when you feel a spark with someone and you're at a party and you're looking forward to the next couple hours. You're like, oh, what could happen tonight? Like, you're just going to feel like you're on top of the world when there's someone you like and they like you back. And yeah, so it was funny how he said a lot of people ask about us. It's like, because I would never bring that up to somebody if just because people asked about it, you know, I'd be like, I don't care. People can talk if they want. That doesn't mean I owe them an explanation or an answer, but yeah. It worked out. They're cute. I think they're cute. You think they're cute?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I support it.
Yeah. So then we get the scene we talked about briefly earlier, which is Garrett and Jared fishing. This is the only sighting we get of Garrett the whole episode. He wasn't even at Alex's party.
Hmm.
Yeah, unfortunately. But Jared's upset about the White Buffalo night, but Alex is throwing him a birthday party. So that's exciting. And he talks about how his ex-wife usually calls around his birthday. They were married for, I think he said, a year and a half when he was in the Navy. And they've been divorced for about 2.5 years. They butted heads all the time. They partied a lot. But they're friends now, and they have a great time together. So Garrett says, there's a reason you're put into each other's lives, which I agree with. But I also think sometimes, you know, that...
It's a weird thing to say. I think we said that when we were watching.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's also just like, whatever that reason was, it's kind of... It's past, because they're not married anymore.
Yeah.
So... Okay. Do you want to talk about... We talked about the scene where she calls Ish. Madison calls Ish. Anything else you want to add about that?
No, I'm just annoyed with that. And I mean, I know it's something to, like, make you watch the show. Yeah, it worked. I was just disappointed in the outcome.
Yeah. Madison, the point is we wish you were pregnant.
Like, no, I don't want your life to be ruined, but it just got me worked up for no reason.
Yeah. Mostly it's MTV's fault.
Yeah. Don't blame you.
No. Okay, so then we have the scene at Crescent Club with Chloe and Alex. And to me, the most egregious part of this scene, beyond the Alex sending Robbie text messages or that Juliet sent him, was the fact that Chloe thinks it's okay to start charging $9.50 for a mojito at Crescent Club.
I know. Laura and I still have not been there, but that's so annoying. We haven't been there since Chloe started managing.
Allegedly. That's what I always say to Wade. Whenever he's editing my story, because Chloe managing Crescent Club, and I always say, allegedly. But we should go. We didn't get to go last weekend because I was out of town. But maybe
Laura
we should.
Was skiing.
I was skiing in New Hampshire. It was awesome. It was also cold, and I missed Florida. And Anna, of course. Aww. And Linus. But, yeah, so we got to go. I'm trying to think. We could probably go this weekend, right? We'll see why not.
Yeah, we can go tomorrow. Else. Oh, we have to watch the debates tonight.
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow's Thursday. This week's going by so fast. Probably because I took Monday off because I was coming back from vacation. But, yeah. Yeah, that would be cool. We should go. Very Siesta Key outing focused week. Tuesday, Sarasota Modern. Mm. Thursday, Crescent Club. We'll see if there's 950 mojitos. Okay. So, Alex gets mad, sends Juliet's text to him to Robbie. He's throwing a wrench in the party. And now... What?
That's actually pretty funny. I mean, it's messed up and a terrible thing to do. But, I mean, come on. That's funny. Just, Alex doesn't care about anything.
No.
Except, like, messing up other people's lives.
Yeah.
So, like, he's a bad person, but it's funny.
It is kind of funny. And also the way that he reacts, because clearly it's coming from a place of he doesn't want... He wants to create as far of a wedge between Juliet and Robbie as possible. But never do you see him look sad or upset. He looks excited to, like, ruin this
moment.
He
loves the chaos.
Yeah.
He thrives on it.
Mm-hmm. So then Juliet and Robbie have their talk. And Juliet handles this really well. There's been a couple situations over the past couple episodes where she hasn't totally lost her mind. And this was one of them. So let's give credit where credit's due. She says, you don't have the whole picture, which he doesn't because he's only getting selective text messages. She says she's an empathetic person and she doesn't deny anything, which I think is great. I think it's good to own up to it. And then there's a pop quiz. Robbie goes, what's your favorite moment or memory from our relationship? And I wrote down pop quiz.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah. And Juliet goes, I don't know, Greece. We had sex on an airplane. And Robbie goes, my favorite moment was staying up till 5 a.m. talking and watching The Office. That sounds really fun.
That was sad.
Yeah. We've all been there. Stayed up till 5 a.m. watching The Office with someone you really like.
Oh, I was just thinking about me doing that alone.
I don't usually stay up till 5 a.m. when I do that alone. I usually stay up to like 3 a.m., like 2:30. But I remember, like, those moments, like, in relationships that I've had, like, where you like the person and you just talk all night. It's really fun. But, yeah, and Robbie, so Juliet has a really insightful moment where she says, for Alex to be happy, he needs me to be sad, and for him to be with someone else, with him texting me, telling me he loves me, which is accurate. So why she keeps going for it, I don't know, but that's a whole other, you know, can of worms. And Robbie says, well, like, you still care for him. I still care for you. I hope you find your happiness. And she goes, I will. And he goes, sorry, it wasn't here. And I don't think that Robbie's feelings for Juliet are quite up to the level of Juliet's feeling for Alex.
No.
So I don't know. Robbie, stop trying to make fetch happen. He's trying to become a central player on the show.
I mean, he's done a good job of weaseling his way in.
Sure has. That's the Rebella way. Okay. So we get a scene at a nail salon where they're drinking mimosas. I could not tell which nail salon this was. I tried to look for signage. To be fair, I've only been to like maybe two nail salons in Sarasota, but there were mimosas. But then again, a lot of nail salons have mimosas these days, so it's hard to say. And Madison says that she was happy she found out she wasn't pregnant, but she's realizing that her and Ish are probably going to have that talk soon. What are the odds that a guy who's 46 years old, I don't know if he's ever been married, wants kids at this point in his life?
I think there's a good chance.
You think?
I feel like, yeah, there is.
He's got to know that she wants kids, too. I'm sure that's come up before.
Yeah.
But I guess maybe we'll see that. It doesn't look like we'll see it next week based on the episode, but I hope to see that conversation at some point. Amanda talks about how she feels really disrespected because Brandon went to the Rebella party to support Robbie, and it's a slap in the face for her. If he respected her, he wouldn't be going to Robbie's party. And she says Juliet being there is typical Juliet. But so what do you think about Amanda's logic there?
That's annoying because, first of all, they're not dating, and I know her point is just as friends, but also their whole group of friends that are on the show, they do shitty stuff like that all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not surprising, you know?
Yeah. I think, honestly, she was kind of looking for a way to distance herself from Brandon because he's annoying her right now.
Oh.
I think she's like, she kind of wants to end that, or she's thinking he's becoming a little too clingy. And she's like, here's how I can get Brandon to leave me alone. I can tell him that I was mad. And maybe she is a little bit hurt. I know she doesn't like Robbie at all, which I totally understand.
Yeah.
But I think she kind of wants to push Brandon away and, like, do something with JJ.
Make room for JJ.
Yeah, I don't know how serious she is about JJ. I don't think it's serious. I think they're just kind of into each other. That's my theory anyway. So then we see Alex and Alyssa have a conversation with Alex's parents. Yeah. Were you gonna say something?
No.
Go ahead.
Oh, all I was going to say is 1-800-ASK-GARY.
Yeah. It is kind of funny to see them on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're talking about Juliet and how it could possibly go at Jared's party that day. And Gary says, keep a cool head. Don't drink too much. Alyssa says earlier in the conversation how she thinks Juliet's trying to weasel her way back in, which is absolutely true. And Chloe says she just wants Chloe. That cuts back to the nail salon. Chloe saying she wants Jared to have a good, fun birthday because he deserves it more than anybody. So then we cut to the party, and the song that's playing, I kind of recognized it. It's by this guy called Young Gravy, and the song is called Knockout. I was like, I recognize this. And then I remembered that this guy that I dated back in Boston used to play his music, and it was there's a song that went, Gravy Run the Game, Young Steve Harvey. And I never forgot that song, and now I'm probably going to drive home and listen to it on repeat.
Oh, great. Laura's going to be playing that when we get home from work today.
Yeah, she knows, because I did that with the Cats soundtrack for a long time. So then at the party, Kelsey, the ultimate friend zone move, Kelsey walks in and goes, happy birthday, Jared, and hands him a stuffed cat.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I think it's good she's trying to be nice and friendly, though.
Definitely. I mean, yeah, I guess he kind of knew he didn't have a chance at that point.
Yeah, because he was being annoying before when he was like, oh, what are you doing with my girl? Mm-hmm. That whole thing.
Yeah, that was annoying.
So at least she's not, like, mad at him for that, which she does have the right to be, because that was kind of annoying.
I think she just wants to move on with Jake.
Yeah.
And I did not know that Jared had a cat. Made me like him a little more. So Juliet walks in. Alex says something like to Alyssa, I'm not going to let it ruin our vibe. And Alyssa goes, does our vibe ever get ruined? And he says, you're awesome. Oh, match made in heaven.
Ew.
Yeah. So Jared is telling Madison about how he's waiting for his ex-wife to call. The marriage ended because they were young and he knew he wasn't ready. And then we get a scene of Brandon and Amanda talking. And she says she feels disrespected because Robbie is a thief and robbed one of your friends. And Brandon says he feels disrespected because she's around JJ all the time. And Amanda says that has nothing to do with that. It's about being a good friend. Brandon says, what about you and JJ? What's up with that? She says she's been hanging out with JJ, but she hasn't hung out with him one-on-one. And she says she's not going to hook up with multiple people at a time. Now you know how I feel and you can do whatever you want with that. And she goes, in the end, you find out who your real friends are. And Brandon says, it's hard in this group. So that kind of seems like, hopefully that's the end of those two.
Yeah.
Do you want to cut? Yeah. I feel like it was a bad idea from the start.
Yeah, I'm over it.
Me too.
Didn't work the first time, didn't work the second time.
Yeah. I saw on Brandon's girlfriend's Instagram today, her name's Camilla. She said someone asked her, she had one of those question things, and someone was like, are you going to be back on the show? And she's like, stay tuned. So she might pop up. So then maybe Brandon actually will get a happy ending.
Yay.
At the end of the season. Yeah. So then there's a cut of someone, I think it was Alex, smashing cake into Jared's face. I saw Polly for a quick second.
Polly.
He was there. Yeah. So then Jared's ex-wife calls, and he's in the pool. And they talk for a little bit, and she says she's coming to Sarasota. So what could go wrong?
I hope she's on next week's
episode. I think she will be. They showed a little clip. I think it was her.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, okay. And then here we go again. Juliet and Alex. Confrontation. She decides that she needs to talk to Alex. She doesn't want to talk to Robbie, but she's more than willing to talk to Alex. And every single one of her friends says, no, don't do it. And Kelly says, you're enabling that behavior. That number should be blocked. And they're like, no, you shouldn't talk to him. See, if your friends are telling you don't do something, I mean, you know I'm stubborn, but I usually know, like, that you know what's best for me. So I will listen, but she wasn't going to listen.
Yeah.
Because they have her best interests at heart. Alex clearly does not. So, I don't know. So, yeah, so they start, so then JJ is talking to Alex, and this was very, very, very telling. So JJ asks Alex, how is it with Juliet and Alyssa? And Alex says, she disrespected me, dated one of my friends, went to Greece with him, and now is giving me those eyes. Here's the problem, is that, so basically, what he's saying is, this is her fault that this is the situation that they're in right now. And she owes him an apology for dating Robbie. And it's funny because the reason they broke up was because he cheated on her. But then you see Juliet in the text that Alex screenshotted to Robbie saying, Alex, I'm so sorry for everything. I'm so sorry for everything. She did nothing wrong. She did nothing wrong. But he is making it sound, it's like gaslighting. He's making it sound like it's her fault, and he's making her feel like it's her fault to a certain extent. And that is messed up. That is messed up. It's subtle. Like, you don't realize it. But then when I heard that, I was like, that is emotional abuse right there. And they're not even together. I don't know. Just something I noticed. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that makes sense. I feel like this whole, the ending of the episode made Juliet out to look really dumb, even mm-hmm. though, I mean, we, like, the audience know what actually happened, but also just in that moment, it was pretty embarrassing for her.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's what happens. Like, so they talk, and then Alyssa butts in, and she ends up, I mean, they kind of go back and forth with a lot of different things and talking about Alex and Juliet's phone call and how Alyssa says, what are your boundaries? You know, we're together now. And Juliet says, I think that's something you guys need to speak about. And Juliet says, so you're okay with him telling me he still loves me? And Alyssa's like, I really just want you to leave. And Juliet says, that's funny. Alex and I talked on the phone this morning. He said he'd promise you wouldn't kick me out. And she looks so happy in this whole scene. Like, she's just so happy that she's messing up whatever. Mm-hmm. And so Juliet's like, do you want me to pull up the phone calls? And Alyssa says, please pull up the phone calls, all your psycho phone calls. And then her and Alex are laughing, like the two of them. They're like laughing together. And that's when Juliet snaps. She pushes Alex into the pool. She grabs Alyssa's bathing suit. She breaks the string. And then everyone comes and holds her back, and Alex yells to get her out of the house, and she broke Alyssa's bathing suit. And she's really proud of her. Juliet's really proud of herself. And yeah, that was bad. It was really bad. And she kind of storms out. She starts screaming, doesn't anyone take me do not take me effing seriously? Throws Chloe's sunglasses back at her, broken. Yeah, so that's what happened.
Yeah, that was bad for Juliet. I mean, she didn't get the chance to actually show Alyssa the texts
right.
that we all know probably happened.
Yeah.
So it just made her look really dumb.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, at that point, Alyssa's probably like, we won, you know?
Yeah. I mean, if I were Alyssa, I'd be a little bit more concerned about the content.
Yeah. Okay. Why is Alyssa not like, oh, I wonder if Alex did that?
Yeah. Like, she just seems to be on his side.
And if she knows Alex at all, she should know he's bad.
Yeah. I know. It's weird. But, man, that was rough. especially after the whole fiasco with Amanda and Chloe and her having the police report filed and Courtney talking to her about it. She should know better.
Yeah.
And she didn't even seem like she was drunk.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, she is getting more violent these days.
Yeah. It's scary.
Not a good look.
It's scary. It's really bad. So, yeah, that's the episode. It was dramatic. I thought it was good. It was a good episode.
Yeah, lots of drama.
Yep. I am looking forward to seeing JJ confront Amanda about how he doesn't want to be a side piece. I'm looking forward to Jared's ex-wife. I'm looking forward to Alex telling Alyssa about the six-hour phone call. What else? What else is there?
What did they show in the preview for next episode?
I think that's it. Something about Juliet and Chloe going to lunch. I don't know. Some things kind of seem weird between the two of them right now. Mm-hmm. But I think that's it. Unless there's anything else. Any parting thoughts that we have?
I liked the ending. Love a little bit of violence on the key.
Yeah. It's so weird. Skinny blonde chick. I guess it's always stuff like that in the, you know, these reality TV shows. But yeah, so pretty good episode. And we'll be back next week. It's coming up on the end of the season, like we said. How many more weeks do we have? So we got next week, and then we have 2 more weeks. So 3 more weeks.
Aww,
that's it. That's crazy.
That's it.
Maybe we can pop in every couple weeks and do a drama update or something like that if there's anything interesting to report. But yeah, so thanks for listening, guys. We will talk to you next week.